Tonight we're going to discuss the last mitzvah in Sefer Shemos, which is also the only mitzvah counted by the Sefer Achirach in Parshios VaYakov Pekudei, a mitzvah which, if you read this to Chumash, Torah Shebichsav, you don't really see this mitzvah there at all. The Pasuk describes, in the context of the Mishkan, not being Doche Shabbos, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Voseichem B'yom HaShabbos. Simply translated, thou shalt not kindle a fire in all places on Shabbos. That is not the mitzvah we're going to talk about. This is not where the Sefer HaChinuch counts the mitzvah of not violating Shabbos. After all, back in the Aseres Hadibros in Yisrael, there's a global prohibition, Lo Sasachol Malacha. You're not allowed to do any Lamites Malachos, which already includes Havara. In fact, Chazal are bothered, why was Havara singled out from all the Lamites Malachos? There is Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nasan, whether Havara is Lelav Yatzas or Lechalik Yatzas, very involved discussion about Chatas, not for now. But the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Vav has another interpretation why the Pasuk singles out Havara, and the Gemara takes the Pasuk way out of context and describes a different prohibition altogether. The Gemara says that a Beis Din that wants to execute a person who is sentenced to death, Beis Din cannot kill on Shabbos. The person is Chayev Sreifa, Abbas Kohen Shazinsa is Chayev Sreifa on Shabbos. Beis Din cannot execute by fire on Shabbos. Lov Savaru Eish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem B'yom HaShabbos. No one can burn, no one can cause someone or something to burn on Shabbos, not even Beis Din. And the Gemara says, not just Sreifa, any Misos Beis Din. That's the mitzvah the Sefer HaChinuch is counting on this Pasuk. It's nearly entirely Torah Shebal Peh, how that halacha fits into this Pasuk, but it's extended from Sreifa on Shabbos to all Misos Beis Din on Shabbos. The Rambam says Malkus on Shabbos, and the Sefer HaChinuch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi for Beis Din to Paskin any halacha, any punishment that Beis Din Paskins on Shabbos is a violation of a lav daraisa of lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'oseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shabbos to be a day of tranquility, a day of serenity, and that means even for the Rishayim, even those who are deserving of punishment, Malkus, Misa of any kind, Shabbos is not a day for that to be carried out. And so Beis Din's instructed, prohibited from carrying out any punitive action on the day of Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself carries this out as well. Chazal said, the Zohar quotes it, the idea that a person is not supposed to forget when it comes to a person mourning their relatives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns off Gehenim on Shabbos. Lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'oseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos, that Gehenim is not lit on Shabbos. The Torah in Reish Tzadi Hei quotes that perhaps this is why we extend Shabbos, because the longer we're celebrating Shabbos and we're still in Shabbos mode, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't turn back the fires of Gehenim, and those Rishayim who are in Gehenim are looking forward to any extra second of reprieve from the fires of Gehenim. The Torah says that's why we say V'hinoam V'yata Kadosh, we say Siddur de Kedusha, we say this on Motzei Shabbos, to extend Shabbos, because the longer we're extending Shabbos, the longer the fires of Gehenim are shut off. Lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'oseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. The Torah says that's the reason why you have to say those words slowly. We're often disappointed when we have to say those. We're looking forward to the time we can skip v'hinoam v'yata Kadosh. We want to rush through them. The longer we take saying them, the longer the Shabbos is extending, and the longer the fires of Gehenim are not burning. Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis Din Shalmata are following the same system. There's no punishment, there's no fire, there's no Gehenim of either kind of fires on Shabbos. Additionally, the Zohar takes it down another level, making it even more practical. The Zohar counts this as a prohibition for all of us from engaging in fiery machlokes on Shabbos. Machlokes is forbidden any day of the week. But especially on Shabbos, the Zohar learns in this pasuk, one should not ignite the fires of machlokes on Shabbos. If in fact machlokes is usher all week long, why would there be a special prohibition against machlokes on Shabbos? So the Shlach Kadosh in this week's parsha, he writes that yeah, on any day of the week, it's bad to get angry, it's bad for a person to be engaged in machlokes. But on this day when the fires of Gehenim are turned off, and you're going to act as if punishment is active and Gehenim is active, you are the one turning on Gehenim. You are the one raising din and shamayim on people, causing machlokes and raising sitra achra. For a person to do that is actually igniting the fires of Gehenim on Shabbos specifically. The Akedas Yitzchak, 550 years ago, one of the Rishonim on this week's parsha, he writes that during the week, everyone is so busy. It's obvious a person isn't going to get in machlokes during the week. No one's home, no one's around, no one's talking to each other. We're all on our phones. Right? We're all on our phones during the week. It's too busy to talk to our families. We're too busy to get into machlokas. Then it comes Shabbos, and there's no work, and there's no phones, and we're all around the table together. And people start to fight. This is the Akedas Yitzchak 500 plus years ago. It says, when you didn't have phones back then. Maybe people were writing letters to each other, handing it over. But now you have people around the table for the first time this week having a conversation. And then fights break out. Torah has to warn. Lo sevaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. On Shabbos especially, you have to be careful not to get involved in machlokas when you're not distracted by anything else. Rachmana litzlan, during COVID, aside from all the other terrible things that happened during COVID, is that people were stuck home. Rachmana litzlan, a lot of shalom bias problems that weren't there before or were under the surface before came to the forefront. They erupted into fireworks because people were together for all the time. Mishnah Bura in Reish Samach Beis talks about this. It's the most important, he says, for shalom bias, being ishla ishto, not to be involved in machlokas on Shabbos. Lo sevaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem v'yom ha-Shabbos. It's very interesting. The Chazal actually instituted something on Shabbos to promote shalom bias. Which mitzvah on Shabbos that we do is meant to promote shalom bias? Lighting candles, fire, of all things. Of all things meant to promote shalom bias. To see better, to have the warmth. Because the truth is that fire isn't purely destructive. Maybe Chazal were teaching us this idea. Shabbos is bookended by fire. At the beginning, Havdalah at the end. Maybe the idea is to teach us that fire doesn't have to be destructive and burn things up. Fire can also bring light, can also bring warmth. And that Shabbos camaraderie, the Shabbos around the table, putting our phones away, yes, could be the battlefield and could lead people to get into fights they're not getting into all week. But at the same time, fire also has that power to bring everyone together around the candles. Fire has the ability, and Shabbos has the ability, to have extra family time, to put the distractions away, to actually bring us closer. All this Torah Shabbat Pan, the Pasuk, Lo Sevaru Esh, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. The important idea that Shabbos should be a day of relaxation, not a day of harsh punishment, not in Bezin Shomata, not in Bezin Shomala, not with each other. It's important to use Shabbos as an opportunity for light and warmth.